I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources report. The West Virginia Archery and Schools program is about to begin its third year, and the sky is the limit on its potential. That story when we return.
I've been a member of the Federation for 18 years. The Federation stands for good stewardship of the resources and preserving our hunting heritage. Through those efforts, I want my kids to be able to enjoy the same privilege that I have. My father joined the Federation for me, and I've done the same for my children. Jake's, Women in the Outdoors, and Wheeling Sportsmen, they want to be the best conservation organization in the world.
Since being unveiled in 2004, the Archery in Schools program has been a world beater, according to Scott Warner, who coordinates the program for the West Virginia DNR.
This fall will mark the second year anniversary for the program. We started in October of 2004 with only 19 schools, and since then we have not had anything except success stories after success stories.
The idea behind Archery in Schools is teaching children a potential lifelong hobby.
Provide a activity to bring an activity into the PE classroom that teaches a live skill. This is an activity they can take beyond the classroom. Most of us can't remember the last time we ever kicked a ball or threw a ball or whatever else, but you know, archery is very big in West Virginia, whether that's competitive archery, recreational archery, or just bow hunting.
More than 100 schools, in fact 101, have signed up for the program. That was the goal for the next 4 years from now, says Warner. Teachers are trained at no charge by the DNR to conduct the program, but like anything else, it does cost money, but even that does not seem to be much of an obstacle.
There's money out there. Schools are writing grants. They're approaching car dealerships. They're approaching timber companies, coal companies. It depends on where you're from and who your next-door neighbor is, but schools have been very good at identifying funding sources and have gone, you know, beyond what's usually required and been able to locate funding without any problem.
And Warner says the program is vital to ensuring the future of archery, since many of those involved would have otherwise never been taught to shoot.
It's our goal to get, you know, archery equipment, especially bows, in the hands of people who've never pulled back a bow before. In the last 2 years, the Archery in Schools program has become not only the fastest growing, but one of the largest educational programs that we have. And we can't do that without, you know, complimenting, you know, Department of Education, because they've been really helpful as well. But in 2 years, we've been able to put the bows in the hands of over 15,000 kids. And majority, well, I don't have any statistics, but I would think that at least half those kids, if not more than half the kids, would never have had that opportunity to begin with.
And if your middle or high school in your community is not involved in the program, it might be worthwhile to contact the school and suggest they contact the DNR or the Department of Education about making it part of their PE curriculum. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.